104 to 106.
Cork's Red FM.
Yeah, I was delighted. Obviously, you know, been playing the Munster forwards and whatever, you know, it's a great opportunity to for me to be involved at that level, and you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to and really hope I can enjoy.
And it's been a busy year for you. I mean, like, you were a forwards coach with the Irish Wolfhounds, head coach to the Munster Under 20s and Munster British and Irish Cup squad. That must have been a great experience.
Yeah, look, it's at this stage of my coaching development, I'm being fortunate in some of the teams I've been allowed to work with, and you know, I've gained valuable experience along the way. And again, it's about everybody would tell you, you know, being busy in coaching is where you learn. And I've been fortunate. I've been busy in that front.
Will it be nice to just focus on one team now, though?
Yeah, look, you know, to be no distractions and whatever, and you just get on with it and make sure that you're fully prepared, and making sure that, you know, I don't take away from the fact that I'm working with some of the best players in the world, and you know, some of the best players playing in Europe, and you know, there's a good pedigree there, and it's just important that, you know, I don't lose the run of myself, they don't lose the run of themselves, and we just get back to, you know, probably back to basics, I suppose.
And Laurie Fisher is the outgoing forwards coach. Has he been an influence on you?
Yeah, look, Laurie has a wealth of experience, and you know, he brought a lot of good innovative ideas to Munster, and you know, it's big boots to fill, you know, and you know, it's just something that, as I said earlier, I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into it and making sure that I can give it a crack.
This new role, it's with the Munster senior squad, and we all know the kind of media that surrounds Munster. Will that kind of scrutiny take some getting used to?
To be honest, it all depends how much you listen to, how much you read of it. Fortunately, coming from a playing background, you tend to cocoon yourselves at times, you know, stay away from it, and you know, trust your own opinion of people that have been with you from day one, and make sure that you keep your influences to those people. And you know, not a lot of those people are yes men. You have to always make sure of that. And you know, if you need to shoot ideas across people, you know, there are people that you know, you can trust. And if you want to get feedback, there also come from people that will tell you when it's good, but also tell you when it's bad. You know, and you always have to be willing to accept those sort of criticisms, and yeah, you know, make sure you can adjust and change to it. But as going through papers, listening to every radio station, it's not my nature, and I don't do that anyway.
And I know you just answered this question, but like, the Munster scrum has been at the end of a lot of criticism. Do you think that criticism has been fair, though?
Yeah, a lot of that criticism is based on two or three games. You know, and we play a season of over 30 games, and you know, we two or three bad days, and people jumped on us. You know, it obviously shows a lot of other aspects of our game are good that's got criticised. But you look at the recent past and the games we've played, the Edinburgh Dragons, Irony, Treviso. You know, that scrum, the scrum is well on its way to being coming back to a Munster scrum again. You know, and as it was at the start of the year. And it's just a matter of you know, obviously people on the outside not getting over analytical about it. You know, in one or two scrums you might get caught, in other scrums you might get the opposition. You know, and at the moment the referee's interpretations out there, God only knows who's going to get the free kick and penalty when the scrum hits. You know, and it's just important not to lose the run of ourselves, but. You can take it that at present that scrum has been worked on, and there's a lot of results seen from the scrum at the moment, and hopefully we can keep that going forward.
And just in the games you mentioned there where there has been improvement, I suppose, like, it's good to see the young players like Stephen Archer and Ian Nagle involved. It must be exciting to go on and work with that kind of potential.
Yeah, look, I'm fortunate enough, I know the lads very well from under 20s, A's, and you know, a couple of seasons now working with them. It's just, you know, these guys, just what they lack is experience. And, you know, you have to afford guys experience to help them progress along their career paths, you know. So hopefully these guys can earn it. And, you know, if they can earn places in the side, then you're looking at a strong future for Munster Rugby. But, you know, we still have a very strong bunch of experienced players there that you won't overlook either.